KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, small craft advisory today. Today, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 7 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 15 knots in the evening, becoming variable 10, seas at 5 feet. And Wednesday, east winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory today. Today, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 4 feet. And Wednesday, east winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet with rain and snow showers. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory today. Today, north winds 30 knots, becoming northwest 15 in the afternoon, seas 6 feet with freezing spray. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, becoming southeast 20 after midnight, seas 5 feet with snow and rain. And Wednesday, east winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet with rain and snow. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon, today northeast winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet with freezing spray. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 4 feet. And Wednesday, east winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, today north winds 20 knots in the morning, becoming variable 10, seas at 7 feet with freezing spray. Tonight, east winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet with freezing spray. And Wednesday, east winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet with freezing spray. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 20s to lower 30s, north winds 10 to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow after midnight, lows in the mid-teens to lower 30s, light winds becoming southeast 10 to 15 after midnight. And Wednesday, rain and snow likely in the morning, then snow and rain likely in the afternoon. Rain may be heavy at times in the morning. Snow accumulation can be up to 4 inches. Highs in the 30s. East winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 4:56 a.m. at 7 foot 2 inches. A low tide at 11:43 a.m. at 1 foot. A high tide tonight at 5:58 at 5 foot 6 inches. And a low at 11:06 tonight at 2 feet. Your sun rose at 8:47 this morning and your sun will set at 8:52, giving us 12 hours and 5 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Coming up on KUCB News, the Museum of the Aleutians is missing out on some international tourism in light of new tariffs. And NOAA workers in Alaska were reinstated yesterday, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're going back to work. Stay tuned.
ALIU is proud to sponsor the stories and voices that connect our community. ALIU is committed to building a stronger future for our region. To learn more about ALIU's commitment for a stronger future, visit alucorp.com.
Good afternoon, and thanks for joining us. It's Tuesday, March 18th, 2025. Spring is right around the corner. Can you feel it yet? You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. I'm your host, Andy Lusk, with some local news from Unalaska. As President Donald Trump's tariffs against other nations go into effect, some international visitors are halting their summer travel to the United States. For one Aleutian business, a lack of tourists could have an outsized impact. KUCB's Taylor Heckert reports.
The Museum of the Aleutians is already getting cancellations from international visitors months before the cruise season begins. Two guests told the museum that the reason for the cancellation is, quote, the evolving political situation between our countries, end quote. From May till September, many international cruise ships dock in on Alaska, allowing visitors to explore the island before they sail off to their next location. The Museum of the Aleutians has a gift shop and offers historical tours to those visitors. And that's huge business for the museum. Here's Museum Director Ginny Hatfield.
Yeah, so the cruise ship season is really important for us. Each cruise ship brings in about 5,000, like a minimum almost, with admissions and what they purchase. It depends on the cruise ship. The smaller ones are maybe more like $2,000. But we make, you know, $2,000 the whole month of January, right? So having that in one day is amazing.
She says many of the cruise ship visitors are non-U.S. tourists. So as international tensions rise, Hatfield worries about how the organization can financially survive.
If they decide that they need to make a point about how the rest of the world is being impacted by American policies and tariffs, that's going to be a big impact to our earned revenue, and I don't know how we'll make that one up.
According to the Unalaska Visitors Bureau, the amount of cruises stopping in Unalaska is growing. In 2008, 5 cruise ships visited the island. Fast forward to this year, and 19 cruise ships are expected to arrive. Most of them are international. As of now, not all local organizations are worried about international tourism dropping from the island. Catherine McGlashan is the executive director of the Unalaska Visitors Bureau. She wrote in an email to KUCB that the tourism trend so far has been positive, and that, quote, "I am feeling confident it will be another good season for UVB," end quote. So museum staff are just waiting to see if their cancellation notices continue to grow as it gets closer to cruise season. In Unalaska, I'm Taylor Heckert.
Employees fired last month from the agency that oversees federal fisheries in Alaska were reinstated yesterday morning. That's in response to a federal judge's ruling that the Trump administration's mass layoffs of thousands of workers was unlawful. The Alaska Desk's Theo Greenlee reports that while Alaska fisheries employees may have been reinstated, that doesn't necessarily mean they'll be returning to work.
In Alaska, the agencies that were hit by the Trump administration's layoffs include the National Park Service, U.S. Forest Service, and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. But two separate rulings came down Thursday that called the across-the-board firings unlawful. In one of them, a U.S. district judge in Maryland ordered 18 departments to reinstate the fired employees. The Department of Commerce, which oversees NOAA, complied, but it placed those employees in a paid non-duty status. Rebecca Howard is one of 13 employees at NOAA's Alaska Fisheries Science Center who were fired last month. She received an email Monday morning saying that she had been reinstated. But she says that doesn't quite mean she's going back to work.
They have basically placed us in like a paid status, but we're not returning to work necessarily. And so no one's really sure exactly what's going on.
Howard says the process has been confusing. Even her supervisor wasn't aware of the details.
To be honest, my supervisor wasn't informed. I had to inform her, as was the case for everybody kind of up the chain at the Alaska Fisheries Science Center. I don't think that anyone was told when these would be coming out.
The government has strict protocols for federal layoffs due to things like budget cuts or agency restructuring. Employees let go under these circumstances receive certain protections, like priority consideration for reemployment, severance pay, or retirement benefits. But last month's mass terminations cited poor performance, stripping those employees' protections. Howard says the agency made it clear their reinstatement could be temporary if the department successfully overturns the judge's ruling.
It's kind of harsh, honestly, because it basically tells us that they may retroactively fire us later if they win in this court case.
The temporary order expires at the end of the month, and a hearing is scheduled March 26th. In Unalaska, I'm Theo Greenlee.
Tune in Fridays at noon and 5 right here at KUCB for a new episode of the Bering Sea Barometer. Join your host, Captain Pete Nathan, for a taste of the real-life experiences of fishing the Bering Sea. Be sure to check out our other new series, too. It's called Amplifying the Aleutians. We interview longtime Channel 8 TV and KUCB alums for a glimpse into the history of the station and, by extension, Unalaska itself. Find all episodes of both shows on our website and on Spotify. KUCB's community calendar is currently down, but we expect to have that up and running again shortly. In the meantime, here's a look at what's happening in Unalaska this week. A formerly used Defense Sites Restoration Advisory Board meeting takes place tonight in the World War II Visitor Center from 6 to 8 and online. Everyone is welcome. Cookbook Club meets Thursday night in the library at 5:30. This month's selection is Rice, a Savor the South cookbook by Michael W. Twitty. Stop by to share food and discuss recipes. All are welcome, and extra copies of the book are available now for checkout at the library. This Friday, there will be a stuffed animal sleepover at the Unalaska Public Library. Children in preschool and up with a parent are invited to bring a favorite stuffed animal friend to the library for an evening story time with milk and cookies. The stuffed animals will stay overnight at the library for their very own sleepover while you go home, and you can come back and pick them up the next day. This sleepover is for stuffed animals only. No kids will sleep at the library. The Museum of the Aleutians is calling all Umunga artists to submit their art for an upcoming exhibit this spring. The deadline is this Saturday. Artists are invited to enter up to 3 pieces, and they should arrive at the Museum of the Aleutians by March 22nd. They will be returned to the artists. Pieces can be traditional or modern, but must be made by Umunga artists. For questions, please contact Collections Manager Josel Hale. That's the news from Unalaska. This is KUCB 89.7 FM. I'm your host, Andy Lusk. For more local coverage and community events, check out our website at kucb.org. Stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts. Take care.
It's time now for your community window here on KSDP. Starting with job openings, the QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, and an environmental assistant. EATS is hiring a behavioral health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in Sandpoint or King Cove. They're also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for False Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. And today is March 17th, 2025. Happy birthday to Pat Walker. Happy anniversary to Kelly and Jason Bjornsted. And happy St. Patrick's Day to you all. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also, look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the City of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.
She moves without a sound. I call her on the telephone. She says, be there by 8. Tonight's the night she's moving in, and I can hardly wait. The way she moves.
skyline. Sky made of glass. Made for a real world. All things must pass. Looking for someone. Is there no reason? Have I stayed too long?
Make it, we still wanna choose. The night is calling. throat. His mind was shaking really low. Gettysburg scratch my skin. So what is wrong with another sin? Like a hurricane, I'm living. Here I am.
Yeah. People call me the space cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice, 'cause I speak of the pompousness of love. People talk about me, baby. Say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong. Well, don't you worry, baby, don't worry, 'cause I'm right here, right here, right here, right here at home. 'Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I get my loving on the run.
one very hot summer's day, when I thought I'd lay myself down to rest in a big field of tall grass. I lay there in the sun and felt it caressing my face as I fell asleep and dreamed. I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie, and that I was the star of the movie. This really blew my mind, the fact that me, an overfed, long-haired, leaping gnome, should be the star of a Hollywood movie. But there I was. I was taken to a place, the Hall of the Mountain King. I stood high upon a mountaintop, naked to the world, in front of every kind of girl. There was long ones, tall ones, short ones, brown ones, black ones, round ones, big ones, crazy ones. Out of the middle came a lady. She whispered in my ear something crazy. She said, hot flames of fire roaring at my back. As she disappeared, but soon she returned. In her hand was a bottle of wine, in the other a glass. She poured some of the wine from the bottle into the glass, raised it to her lips, and just before she drank it, she said, "Take the wine, take that girl, spill the wine, take that girl, spill the wine, take that girl, come on, come on, spill the wine, take that girl, yeah, it's all yours."
You're listening to 8:30 a.m. KSDP in Sandpoint, AA.1 FM, K201 DA, and King Kovalak.
I'm not afraid to die. like those San Francisco nights with the best in town. Just by chance you crossed the diamond with the pearl, you turned it on the world. That's when you turn the world around. Everyone stopped to stare at your Technicolor motorhome. Every airframe had your number on the wall. You must have had it all. You go to LA on a dare and you go it alone.
Could you live forever?
Could you see the day? Could you feel your whole world fall apart and fade away?
It ain't long. It ain't long. Keep shining me. It ain't long.
Down in peace. Oh,